In the 1990s, there was a French-Canadian by the name of Serge Monast who wrote a book called Project Bluebeam, and he talked about its different steps. And at that time, of course, you were serving in the FBI. Now, Serge Monast, after he wrote that book, I think it came out in 1995, he wrote that book, and believe it was a year later, so 1996, he was only in his 40s. He dies from a heart attack. So the obvious question that right. I think a lot of people have is, well, was this a natural thing, or was it instituted by the agency? And we know that the CIA does have these heart attack-inducing weapons. I mean, that was admitted yeah. in the Church Committee hearings in 1976 or 77. So was Serge Monast taken out, and what was it about Project Bluebeam that was so kind of explosive that one of the agencies, likely the CIA, would want to take out this French-Canadian investigative journalist?
Yeah, whenever you have bad actors involved in their interests in something that is going on, like the book that was written by Serge Monast, then you should always assume that they had something to do with it until it's proven otherwise, because their interest in this is just too heavy. It's too heavy and thick to ignore. And although it looks like since that time, it looks like there's a lot of government documents that have actually admitted the work on Project Bluebeam. I mean, I've heard about many documents from the government that actually talk about it and reveal a lot about Project Bluebeam.